After a long day of being pulled in every direction, the last thing anyone wants to think about is, what's for dinner? That's where Schwan's can help, with a variety of real food choices, frozen to lock in freshness. From ready-made meals, premium meats and side dishes, to vegetables, ice cream, and more. Schwan's foods go from freezer to table in minutes, not hours, so you can pull off a delicious meal in no time at all. Ordered, delivered, done. That's homemade easy. To help simplify mealtime, visit Schwan's.com.
Want to rise above what holds you back? These are the stories of those fighting that battle. It might also be the story of you. I'm Dan Waldschmidt, author of Edgy Conversations and strategist of billion-dollar companies all over the world. This is Mark Menard, author of The Story of You, the guy who knows a thing or two about never giving up. You're listening to Elevating Beyond. Let's get started.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Elevating Beyond, episode 144, with a two-word mission statement, change lives. And before I introduce today's guest, I'll give you a little hint of what I nicknamed him, Boy Wonder. But before we introduce him, I just want to thank everyone for our event that we had last weekend, our first Elevating Beyond live event, Minutes with Millionaires, was a huge success. So thank you for everyone that supported that. We had people purchase live stream tickets from 3 different countries, 15 different states. It was incredible. I got to give a shout out to all our speakers that joined me, Dan Waldschmidt, Bill Courtwright, Greg Walker. And it was a good time. We each did our little talk. Then we did a 3.5-hour live Q&A session. And there's a lot more to come from that. And I'm going to play you guys a little sample later on during this show. But let's just dive right into it, because that's about as much as I get into the whole commercial thing right there. I'm all about getting into the meat and potatoes. And I'm pumped up for this. I like this. I like who we have today. I've had a lot of time to talk with our guest today, Jeremy Miller. And first and foremost, I want to tell you, this dude is just 18 years old. So I need everyone to throw that whole millennial whatever crap out the window that says people don't work hard that are younger and all that stuff, because Jeremy's story is about to disprove all that. Jeremy's been featured in Inc. magazine, Success magazine, Huffington Post. I could go on and on and on. You'll see more as you like read his bio and check out his webpage. He's the president of, let me make sure I don't butcher that, Inspired Blue Media, and founder, which is a very, very successful company that Jeremy has built at age 18, even an S corporation over the years. But I'm just barely brushing into all the things that you're doing. We'll dive more into that, Jeremy, but we're going to kind of get into your backstory. But first of all, how are you doing, my man?
I'm doing absolutely great, Mark. Appreciate being here. This is really exciting.
Thank you, thank you. And anyone that's live streaming, if they can see, I'm watching Jeremy on video. When you're listening to the podcast, you hear the audio. But where Jeremy's sitting right now, do you want to just flip around and show them a view of where your place is? I can describe it. He has the pool, the fountain. You can see the mountains in the background. It's incredible in San Diego. Then on the other side, I believe, would be the ocean.
That's right. We're really, really high up in the mountains. It's a giant mountain estate. It's pretty beautiful.
That's awesome. And who do you live there with?
I don't live here. I have a lot of friends here. So whenever I travel around each major city, I have friends there and I just stay with the friends.
Nice. Nice. It's all about networking and having those good friends with incredible
Absolutely.
Places like that to go to.
If you build your network, you can travel all around the world and always have a place to stay.
That's right. It's different than Airbnb. You're going to have to pay for it.
That's right.
I love it. I love it. But Jeremy, you know, as we talked, like with every other guest, it's not just about all the success that you're having and Boy Wonder, which is amazing. But what I loved about you was your story behind the story. And you're not afraid to talk about God. I'm all about God.
Absolutely.
But you know, let's just let everyone know, like, Jeremy, before, we'll tell him what Void Skateboards was and stuff, or longboards.
Right.
Before that, you were at a point in your life that you were really into drugs and even
right.
considering suicide. Is that right?
Right. That's right.
Let's walk him through that.
Okay, yeah, well, I'll just start from the beginning if that's okay with you.
Absolutely.
So, I usually don't talk about this a whole lot, but you invited me to talk about this part, so I'm going to go for it because a lot of people, they get uncomfortable about this, but at a really, really young age, I was sexually abused, and that sort of really started off a lot of psychological issues with someone. Like, if you go into the science of what that does with someone at a young age, it really messes them up in their brain. And so from a young age, I was suffering from a lack of self-worth, a lack of self-confidence. I didn't feel hope for my future. I didn't feel purpose. I didn't feel like I mattered. I got depressed at a really young age. And oftentimes when you're depressed, you're on the brink of you know, killing yourself, or you're on the brink of, you know, hurting yourself, that sort of thing. And so I had to struggle with that most of my early life. But eventually, as you get older, you get access to the other things in the world, like drugs and alcohol and girls and that sort of thing. And so you try to get into other things to please yourself. Because the reality is depressed people, on a very just core sense, is they just lack significance. And they just try anything in the world that makes them feel significant and makes them feel happy. The reality is our brain works in patterns. Like, our brain is completely mechanical and technological. It's all numbers. And our brain works in patterns, and so when something happens in our brain, when something happens in our lives that puts this pattern of depression, this pattern of lack of self-worth, then we just get into the cycle, and that's why people get worse and worse and worse. And the way you get out of it is you have to interrupt that pattern. So from a young age, that happened to me, and so I was sort of forced to mature. A lot of people, you know, say, oh, how can you do what you're doing when you're 18 years old? Well, the reality is I've been building my career since I was 14 years old. So I have a couple years under my belt. It wasn't like, yeah, I'm a teenager, but I've still been working for, you know, 3, 4, 5 years, because I was forced to mature. Because when you have these negative thoughts in your brain, you're either going to go down drugs, or you have to fill your time with work and things that you're doing, basically get your mind, you know, to stop thinking about that kind of stuff. So I was thankful enough to have great parents that got me therapists and counselors that eventually led me to Christ, that eventually led me to understanding how to interrupt that pattern of depression and lack of self-worth and lack of feeling like a human being. And so what we did is my therapist, they had me serve at churches, at schools, at nonprofits at a really young age. Like, it was completely focused on other people, because at the time, I would spend my time playing video games or doing drugs. Because depressed people, they don't want to be in reality. They want to escape reality. So they'll play video games for 18 hours a day, or they'll be high all the time, because reality sucks for them. And that's so right. What my therapist did is, instead of having me escape reality, they had me get more involved in reality. They had me get involved in other people's lives, because there's a chemical in our brain called serotonin.
Yes.
And when this chemical in your brain is released, when the chemicals are released and it flows through your body, it makes you feel significant. And if you remember what I said about depressed people, at its core, depressed people just don't feel significant. So if depressed people learn how to trigger that chemical, which, by the way, is completely possible. Our brain is all analytical. You just have to learn what triggers it. And my therapist, she did know what triggered that, because she understood psychology. And there's really two main consistent ways that a lot of people understand about how to trigger the chemical serotonin in your brain. That's number one, when you put on, like, new shoes or new clothes, like a Gucci watch or something like that, it makes you feel good, because that's just how humans are. And then number two is when you serve other people, because there's no greater fulfillment than when you serve someone else and you inspired someone else, and someone else is happier, is in a better position because of something that you did. It's kind of like Zig Ziglar's most famous quote is, if you want to be happy, then make other people happy. It's because that releases chemicals in your brain that says, oh, I like that. If I can make someone else happy, then that means that I actually matter, and then that means I should be happy. And then you feel good because you just made them happy. So at a young age, I just did nothing but serving others. I was always called a hard worker. I was always called a nice guy because, I mean, I had to. I was literally saving myself out of depression by serving other people. Most people just thought that I was a nice guy, but the reality was is I was actually getting myself out of depression. And so I knew that for the rest of my life, I had to be serving others. One, just for the sake of my own being, because, you know, that made me feel significant. If I'm not serving others, then I don't feel significant. And so I knew I wanted to serve for the rest of my life, but I didn't really know what that actually looked like. And so I was blessed to have mentors at a young age. And, you know, seeing my mentors who are, you know, successful, and when I mean success, I mean they're happy, they have a great family, They're joyful, they had peace, and they're serving others. Those are sort of the main things that I was looking for. I wanted to be happy, I wanted to have peace, I wanted to eventually have a good family, I wanted to serve others. And most of the people who I saw in my life who had those four things is they were all entrepreneurs. And so I was like, you know, at a young age, I was like, well, what does that word even mean? So for like 3 months, I studied entrepreneurship and business, and I found that done right, entrepreneurship is just a way to serve people at a scale that you choose. And so I fell in love with that concept. I taught myself a lot. I had a lot of accelerated learning, meaning I would just learn, read books after books, and read blogs and talk with people just all day long. And so the first sort of entrepreneurial venture, I guess, was a longboard, or actually a lawn mowing company. And I mowed lawns all around my neighborhood. I did landscaping, and that was fun. And then after that, when I was 16 years old, I started a longboard company with a bunch of my friends, and I worked at Chick-fil-A and a couple other odd jobs here and there, and raised $8,000 and invested it all in 6 months. Lost it all, but it was fantastic because I learned so much. And it wasn't like I went to go raise that money. I just, you know, grew it all myself. So losing that money at that young age, okay, what else am I going to spend it on? Because before I was spending on drugs.
And just to jump in, I mean, there's so much that you've covered right there already. And what I call, everyone watching live, some truth bombs, which we hit at the end. Grenades here. It's plastic, don't worry. But funny story about these little plastic grenades. We are, my last speaking event, I brought these. I use them when I speak. And I write little truth bombs on them. And they held my suitcase. Nice. And it almost didn't make it through. They're plastic. They're like little toys. But some truth bombs you're saying there, though, I really like that, is you get to this point in your life and you have a choice. It's like, I can continue to downward spiral. I can, you know, you had all these horrible things happen to you. I always tell people, like, you were a victim, but you chose, I can either be stuck as a victim or... And people say it like either be a victim or have a victor mindset, but it's not just as easy as that. It's more of a transition.
Right.
And what you chose is, and I tell people all that all the time. I serve people. I love to help people, but it's just as selfish to, it's therapy to me too.
Absolutely.
Therapeutic to me. And that's why, like, I do this show. That's why I started my company, Dreamshine, for people with special needs. That's why I speak. It's all about elevating and helping and sharing stories like yours, because, like, a lot of the stuff we struggle with is what we're the best at helping others with, too.
That's right. That's
And it's, that starts to give you more of a life of significance and responsibility, and you realize, wow, it's not just about me anymore. Like,
right.
I'm responsible for helping others. I'm 18 years old. I'm now a role model to other kids that are going through what you've been through, or adults. You never know what the age is. So you started finding more of a purpose, because other people could go the other way with that. And they do, and they feel like they're stuck because of their history. And they think, I went through this adversity. They were abused or neglected or, you know, whatever they went through. And they choose to just stay in that victim mentality. But the key to what you're saying here is try to find a way to start helping other people, however that may be. And for you, that was starting up a company, which happened to be, and I like how your first one, people use the word failed. Your first one failed, but I wouldn't say it failed. You were 14 or something. And you learned a lot from it. And
it was a learning experience.
Absolutely. That's more than an MBA is going to teach you. So if you want to call that a failure, I say that's like not paying for an MBA. I saw on your bio, too, something about your college. You said, like, you go to the school of Google, where you can just research anything.
Yeah, I go to the University of, I can just Google it.
I love that. It's so true, though. And it saves a lot of money. That's for sure.
Right.
But
and time.
Yeah. But you just, so you opened Void, and you talked about the meaning behind that word. It was kind of like to fill the void that you had
that's
in
right.
your own life. And
that's right.
Like to sum that up, to move people forward, you basically, that was like, you were, was it longboards and stuff that you
yep.
started creating?
Longboards, skateboards.
Okay. And I mean, you had an awesome idea. It was going well, but then some of the other people, you know, you learn along the way, just weren't quite as committed as you were. Is that what you would say? Like, what would be the best takeaways you could give to people from that?
I'd say the best take. So what went wrong with Boyd Longboards is it was a manufacturing company, right? So there's many, many different facets, many different areas of expertise that you need in a manufacturing company. And digital marketing, okay, you just need to understand Facebook and drive sales and drive revenue and get some return on their ad spend. That's so easy. But for a manufacturing company, you have to research the product, you have to research the manufacturer, you have to test the manufacturer, you have to build a product and test the product, spend lots of money on the product, and do research and development. You have to spend so much time before you can have face with the customer. And I didn't really like that. I mean, I wanted to be, I mean, I'm a talkative person. I like people. That's why I like marketing, because it's about communication and messaging and storytelling. And the whole idea of manufacturing and creating a solid product, it just wasn't for us. The team, that wasn't for us. I was actually speaking with some people last night, and they asked me, I said, will you ever go back to building another product? And I said, I don't really think so, and I don't really want to, because there's just so much involved in building a product, lots of overhead, lots of time that can be wasted, if you will, in building a product. With digital marketing or speaking, that sort of thing, it's just so much easier. I mean, I'll be honest, marketing is so easy. Like, there's nothing special about our marketing agency, because it's just so easy. It's all on our cell phones or on laptops. Now, granted, you have to get, you know, 10 times return on ad spend, you know, which takes a lot of tuning and understand metrics, but it's so much easier than building an actual product.
For you, has their own. And yeah, building your own product from scratch, like doing something that's never been done yet, it is a different ball game. But in your sense, you found your lane and you've continued to dominate it. And what you say is easy, because I know from talking on the back, and you put in thousands and thousands of hours into it. But and you studied every part about it. But I mean, one thing on your webpage you say is, so, like, to flash forward now from all that with a company that you have now, you're the founder of it and the president of it, Inspired Blue Media.
Right.
And that's a lot of what you're doing, and you have some really big, you continue through word of mouth, really, to get really big clients. And, like, we'll get into this in a minute, but something you mentioned is, like, a 680% increase that you've seen through Facebook marketing. I want to talk about that in 1 minute, but before we talk about that, to everyone that's out there looking for how to kind of break into getting clients, consulting, I like how you said you're a consulting agency, because that's part of what you do. You're marketing, consulting, you're working in depth with the clients, but you didn't just put a target Facebook ad at first saying, "Hi, I'm Jeremy. Hire me for that." You started working for some agents, anyone that would really give you a chance, and you said, "Look, I'll come in and I'll do it for free," basically.
Right.
Because you believe that you were going to prove to them the results.
Right.
And some people are saying, like, "Oh, never do anything for free." And it's like, well, at first, if you believe in yourself enough, you got to go in and prove yourself too, right?
Right. Yeah. So, To be transparent, is going from a, you know, very free, charging really low to where I'm now, that was a transition. That was definitely a difficult process to do that, because I had to dump a lot of clients and still in the process of getting to the point where we can actually take on the clients that we actually want. But since I was so young and since I was so brand new, it would have been really, really hard, and I would have spent way too much time trying to sell myself at such a young age. And, you know, sell myself with, you know, very, very little experience. So I just figured, well, I guess I'll just work for free. I'll learn a lot. And then over time, you know, as time moved forward, then, you know, I'll just get bigger and bigger and can at the same time build my personal brand to build authority. Then I won't have to work for free. So, yeah, but since I was at such a young age, yeah, it was great to work for free. But it was a hard transition to go from that area of working for free to, okay, you know, being able to charge $1,000 a month. And that's not just like a flick of the switch, unless you can dump all your clients immediately and instantly have a whole bunch of new clients. But yeah, that's what I did in the beginning, was work for free and basically got market validation to see if I was actually any good. And all of them offered me full-time jobs.
Which is great. And then from there, you continue to get more and more through word of mouth. That's what I always tell people.
Right.
When someone comes and approaches you for whatever it is, if they're an SEO or whatever their services are, even my CPA who works for me, I would say give me a list of four or five of your clients and that would give you a good referral so I can talk to them. And when someone tells you, oh, I can't do that, it's confidential. Well, it is confidential, but I'm telling you, if someone does good services for you, their clients are going to be their biggest fans.
That's right.
And they're going to be able to give you a couple of people that will tell you unless they're trying to hide something.
That's so, right. Inbound marketing completely. I've never spent any advertising dollar. And my mentor, Dennis Yu, who owns a company called Blitz Metrics, and they have clients like Nike, Adidas, Red Bull, MGM, major, huge companies like that. Even they have clients come to them. If you can add enough value and build your authority and do a really good job, then the clients will come. You'll get to the point where you have a major qualifying process, so you only accept the most perfect client.
That's right.
Everyone has their perfect client, but could you imagine having all of your clients being perfect clients? It is possible, and that's actually what Dennis Yu, who's my mentor, is teaching me how to be able to do.
That's right. It takes time and perseverance.
It takes lots of time.
Yeah. I mean, you're just 18, but you started at this 4 years ago as well, like getting into the whole entrepreneurial thing.
Right.
And, you know, so now you have your different clients, you're growing. What happened? I just want to share with everyone when you were featured in Inc. magazine. How did that come about?
So the writer, John White, he was the one who featured me in Inc. magazine. Phenomenal, awesome person. He is the director of marketing for a company called BB, which is an amazing company. They've actually had some exponential growth. Like, I don't even remember the numbers, but it's a new social media platform with millions of users. It's pretty phenomenal. But how that went about is, so obviously I knew that I wanted to get, you know, in Inc. magazine because that's really good for personal branding. It builds your authority. It makes you look reputable. It makes you look like you have credibility. So obviously I did, you know, want to get written up in Inc. magazine. But I also knew that John White, who is a columnist for Inc. magazine, probably gets pitched all the time. So what I told myself is I'm not going to pitch him. I'm not even going to bring it up. I'm just going to develop him as a relationship, learn about him, add value to him, help him out for free, just develop him as a friend. And if it makes sense down the road, okay, then maybe something will happen. But my intention was from the beginning is, like, I'm just befriend him, just develop a relationship with him. And over time, we had lots of good conversations. And I think, one thing that I do is I don't share immediately my age or what I do, because then the relationship that I have with people is just a little different. I like to sort of level the playing ground first. And then, you know, if they start asking me, then I'll share about what I am, because, you know, people can just, you call me like boy wonder or something. People can just sort of get starstruck, and then the relationship that we have is not just friends. It's like, you know, we want to work together, and I just don't want to work with everyone. I like to be friends with people.
Sure.
So then, you know, weeks down the road of just us becoming friends, then I did tell him my age and what I was doing, and he was super impressed. And like the next day, he's like, hey, I need to write you up in Inc. magazine. Your story is incredible. And so I was like, boom, that's great. But from the beginning, I told myself, I was like, you know what, I'm just going to become his friend, I'm going to add enough value to him, and if it makes sense to him, I'm going to let him bring it up, I'm never going to bring it up.
That's
and
right.
When I got that first article, I leveraged that article and pushed it out there, and that, in probably the following 60 days, I got featured in a dozen other articles.
That's awesome. You know, I say it all, greatness is attracted to those who are real, and
right. You're
being real and transparent, and it's not, because... Like you said, with a book, you get so many leeches, unfortunately, a lot of the time, and people wanting to, and especially like with Inc. magazine, and when you get someone that, it's like, if I'm in it, that's great, but I'm not just only trying to talk to you to just get something from you.
That's
like,
right.
I want to be able to help give value to you also.
Exactly.
And that's like where that networking, like in relationships, are all about. People think of networking as just who I know and... But it's really about the realness and the relationships that you build with them.
That's right.
You know, that's one of the keys. And yeah, you don't need to throw your age out there every time. I just think it's cool to share with people like on Elevating Beyond that are listening to this, whether you're 50, 60, 18, 16, it's never too early or too late
right.
to start not giving up on first of all, start not giving up on your life, because that's where you were at one point, or struggling with drugs and alcohol. And it's never too late to start not giving up on whatever your dreams may be. And it's okay to like start by serving people.
Absolutely.
And learn along the way. Like, you figure the how out along the way. You didn't know. And in 10 years from now, who knows what else you're going to be, all these other awesome things you're going to be doing, you know?
Right.
You keep figuring it out along the way.
Right.
So do you still battle with some of those like past kind of demons that haunt you from depression and stuff like that? Because before you answer that, what was that? Doctor Strange, there was an awesome quote in that movie. It says, a lot of times our demons never go away. We just learn how to rise above them.
Right.
And so sometimes people look at you and think, oh, you're optimistic, you're always positive. But I know there's times you wake up and you're not always feeling like so positive. But what are some things you do that help lead you towards like intentionally being positive?
Right. Yeah, that's a great question, Mark, for sure. So the answer to your question is no. And I'm not tempted with drugs anymore. I'm not tempted with alcohol, that sort of thing. Now, but I do have a lot of negative thoughts in my brain, a lot of dark stuff in my brain that, you know, I'm optimistic all the time, but, you know, behind the smile, you know, there's a lot of, like, you know, dark things in my brain that's still there, you know, from a child. But, you know, like you said, that's always going to be there. You just have to overcome it. Now, the reason why I'm not tempted to get back into drugs, and by the way, I mean, even last night, you know, I was staying with some friends. We weren't at this place. We were at another place, and the people around us, they were doing drugs, and they offered me some, and I said no. I'm with a lot of people who do drugs, and I'm traveling all the time, and so I'm not, you know, I don't have any accountability. I could so easily do drugs. I was in Vegas a couple of weeks ago. I was in Canada a couple of weeks ago. It can be so easy for me to go right down that path, or right down that path, or just do it again, you know, just one time. But the reason why I don't is because I can't. And the reason why I say that is because when I was 16 years old in July of 2016, a defining moment happened in my life. This was when I was building my business. This was when I overcame depression. Something happened that completely changed my life forever, that now made my life a giant mission, where it wasn't about me, where now I had to do what I'm doing for others. And I'll explain what that means. It was after church on a Wednesday night, and I saw an old friend, and I knew my old friend was struggling. Like, his dad was abusive, his sister was pregnant at a young age, his little brother, who was in middle school, was dealing drugs. I knew he was struggling with drugs. I also was assuming that he might have struggled with suicide and depression. I knew he was really, really struggling. And we just struck a conversation, just talking about life and his life. And he was a skateboarder, and I was building a skateboard company. And so it was cool that we could relate on that level. And he just asked me about my life. And at the time, you know, I was very, very passionate. I mean, I'm still passionate right now. So I just let everything out. I let all this life and passion, all this energy out. And he knew where I was just probably 12 months before that. And later that night, he messaged me. He said, hey, man, I just want to let you know, seeing the change that you made in your life from where you were a year ago doing drugs and where you are now building businesses and inspiring people has inspired me, and has shown me that there is hope and there is ability, or there's a potential for me to be able to change and get out of life where I am. Dude, I just want to let you know that I was planning on overdosing on heroin tonight, but because of the change that I see you made, I'm completely inspired. And Mark, when I got that text message, I was like, oh my gosh, this is insane. This completely changed everything that I thought about. Like, obviously I knew business was about serving others.
Yes.
To think that I could actually save lives, I was like, okay, boom. Now, like I cannot stop doing what I'm doing. I can't go down the path of doing drugs, because I know that would be selfish, because there's people, there's lives that I can actually save by doing what I'm doing. So if I were to go down that path, all I think in my brain is all the people that I'm not going to save if I destroy myself.
That's right. That's right. And again, it's bigger than you.
Exactly.
And it's like, it's a huge truth bomb right there. Like, you don't get it. Like, where much is given, much is required. And
right.
it's a good thing for leaders to continue to learn. And when people ever do screw up, the most important thing is you get out there and you take time to apologize and you take time to show everyone that you're going to fix it. That's what leadership's all about. Because I'm not getting into politics and stuff, but like when Bill Clinton's just an easy example to use as a leader, as a president, when that stuff happened and all the stuff was going on with Monica Lewinsky, if he would have got up and said, look, I screwed up, like, I'm sorry, like genuinely, and said, here's what I'm going to do to make it better, and like walked it through, people would have had more respect for him as a leader than when people try to just sweep things like that under the rug. And I'm not saying that you did screw up, but I'm just saying as leaders, when things happen, people think like, I just want to cower away and cover it up and keep my reputation perfect. But it takes real courage to be authentic and say, look, I did do this, but I'm responsible. I know all of you you're following me, and I'm going to show you that I'm going to make this better, and I will make it better. Go ahead.
People don't want perfection. They just want authenticity.
Yes. That's the truth, because there's no such thing as perfection.
That's right.
I mean, and kind of like as in the last segment I want to go into here, because you're open about your faith, and so am I, and you're real, and I like that too, how you bring that. It's your purpose, your calling, into what you're doing, into your company. It doesn't mean you have to preach down everyone's throats all the time. It's by how you live your life and how treat people. But some people say like, well, you can only have influence if you work in the church. And I go to church. I'm for church. But I had a talk with my pastor there, and I said, look, you need to stop doing that message, because people have in God gives people different gifts in certain areas, and that's where he wants to use them to influence. It doesn't have to take place within the four walls. I said, me as a business owner, as a speaker, as an author, I'm able to, it's not necessarily speaking on stage. It might be the side conversation I have, like at the hotel I'm staying at with a guy that like, actually Greg Walker and I were at an event, the guy that took us in our Uber, and we got in this really deep conversation. Then he asked about what we talked about, and it got into our book. He's like, you know what, I'm struggling with this and that. And I explained that. I'm like, that's an example of living the sermon through your influence. If I was forced myself to think I only had to do it in a church, I wouldn't be like using the talents that God continues to want me to use like out there, like what you're doing too. But if you're called to work in the church and run a sermon, like definitely do that.
Absolutely.
But not everyone needs to do that. You can, just like what you're doing, you know? Like,
No, that's an entire podcast that we could do about that. I mean, Jesus, we're all supposed to be like Jesus, right? Jesus did most of his churching, talking to the prostitute, talking to the widow. He did most of his churching outside of a church, but I won't even go there. I mean, that's an entire podcast just right there.
That's the truth.
Right. You're exactly right.
Yeah. He and he always went against the grain, and that's what we do. Right. We go against the grain. And I always say, like, embrace your insanity. Embrace what makes you weird. Don't be afraid to be you. That's right. I love that.
Yeah, that's a tattoo of an alien, because most of my life I was that weird one going against the grain. At a young age, I was serving. I was going to nonprofit or going to my church and serving. When most of my friends would go play video games, I looked really weird. And for a long time, I let that, be an ailment to me. I let that cripple me. But I was like, you know what? No, that's who I am, and I embraced it. And so I got a tattoo. I was like, look, I'm just different. This earth is not even my home. My home is somewhere else, and I'm going to embrace it. And that's just who I am.
That's right. And everyone listening, and I think it's like, really think about that, because Jeremy, I went through a lot of what you did, and most other entrepreneurs and stuff I've met, in a lot of ways we're artists and we do think differently than other people, which means sometimes we're going to have those isolated thoughts because we're not going to connect to the norm, which we realize later on is a good thing, because that's what makes us uniquely us. But in my younger years, I would overthink everything. And I remember thinking, what's wrong with me? I'd think, I wonder what this person's thinking about what I just said, or how I would just overthink everything. And then I realized when I'm able to get out of my own head and put that overthinking into like the bigger visions of things that we're doing as like business owners or creating right. them, it's a huge strength. And right. I'm able, and that's where we're able to kind of self-assess and help read other people and connect with people. But I've realized if I go too deep and it starts becoming dwelling, then I have to like get out of there real quickly, because when you start dwelling, you just spiral and spiral and spiral. And right. that's what was leading to, you know, the depression, the right. drug, because I went through all that. So like I can totally relate to it, you know.
Yeah.
Let me flip this around. But and to everyone that's, thank everyone that's live streaming, everyone that's jumping on. I can't see all the names right now, but Patrice, just want to Aaron, Michael, Bob, Pat, Lorraine, Angela, Rob, feel free to pop any questions that you have. We'll be playing this podcast, of course, on iTunes. Anything you have for Jeremy, and also we'll let you give your information out where they can catch up with you. But like Jeremy, what's a few key points that you could give to people of what you've really seen
sure.
from what yeah. your company does to like almost for dummies? Like say someone doesn't know all the terminology or whatever, what's something that you would say people should be taking advantage of? Like that 680% increase you mentioned on Facebook marketing.
Yeah, yeah. So the statistic is since 2010, Facebook advertising has grown basically 700%. And the reason why that is because Facebook advertising actually works. People are actually seeing return on the dollars 10 times, 100 times return, which is not uncommon, by the way. So they're putting more money, and then they're telling other people. The thing about Facebook advertising and what makes Facebook so unique compared to all other advertising platforms, all other advertising mediums, is Facebook advertising allows the marketer or the one behind the mouse and the keyboard to target so highly to actually put their ad in front of extremely specific audiences, to create custom audiences. For example, in advertising, you have a very basic funnel, like awareness, engagement, and conversion. And there's a company that I worked for, and we had a video go sort of viral. We put $20 on it, and it got like 27,000 views. And so then I could create a custom audience around the people who watched 50% of that video, because it's safe to assume that if you watch 50% of a video, that person is very interested in that topic, because the average watch time on Facebook is 6 seconds. So if they watch a minute into a video, that's really, really good. So I can create a custom audience around those people, then target them with a second ad that's more of an engaging ad to pull them down that funnel. And Facebook, you can do that so easily. I don't use any third-party platforms. I completely rely on the metrics that Facebook supplies me. And Facebook, a lot of people, when we think of Facebook, we think of like our feed and our profile, but that's just like this much of Facebook. There's an entire back end of Facebook that people don't even know exists.
Yeah.
That advertisers and marketers use. That's all data and metrics, and that's what Facebook advertising is. If you want to get down to the core of it, Facebook advertising is not so much the content or the videos or the copy. It's all about the ads. It's all about the metrics. It's all about the numbers. It's all about seeing what is performing well. It's all about the relevancy scores. All about that kind of stuff. So if you can teach yourself or learn the metrics and what the data tells you, then you will be able to do really well. Because if you can create a simple video, because video performs so well on Facebook. So when you go into like a business manager, ad manager, you can export all your data in three different forms. It's like post. Oh yeah, there's post data, there's page data, and there's video data. Mm-hmm. So Facebook creates an entire different way for you to export data just in video. That's Facebook telling you, hey, you should create a video. But if you don't, so if you create a video, put it on Facebook, but don't understand how to analyze, don't understand the average watch time, their relevancy scores, how many engagement per views, how many views per reach, how many 3-second views, 10-second views, and what all that means, and how to tune the ad, how to create captions, how to add captions, all that kind of stuff, then you're going to be wasting a lot of time.
Mm.
A lot of people say, like, if I come across anyone in the world who says Facebook advertising doesn't work, I promise you they did not do it right, because Facebook advertising is all about knowing the ins and outs and knowing, understanding the numbers and metrics.
And it obviously it takes time. You've put in tons of time, but it's not, I've learned a lot just from, I had to become a practitioner on it. Like when my book came out, cause it was totally different than my company Dreamshine. And so I learned a lot about how to, through trial and error, and I do like $5 ones, $10 ones, then $100. Yep. But there's levels of it, and you just, you read it, it has the statistics, but I still have more to learn. Like you said, with those 6-second views, that's pretty interesting to think how you're able to capture them and dive deeper and target them to send out, or people that are having those deeper views to send out like the next level of content to them, because you know they're more interested in it. Does it allow you to target the actual people that are viewing it, or does it tell you the categories that they're in?
You can target the actual people when in creating custom audiences, and then if you're just creating a new audience, you can target, which I'm sure you know, you can charge location, education, work, financial status, generation, the parental status, languages, ethnicity, you can target all that. But in terms of retargeting, which there's like 75% plus increased conversions when you do retargeting.
Retargeting
is like there's something called a Facebook pixel. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that.
I am, and it's something that I actually have not. That's one of the few things that I haven't set up yet. I haven't done the retargeting, so I need to. Yeah, go ahead about the pixel. Just try to do it for dummies, but
retargeting is where it's at. If you don't have everything, so at BlitzMetrics we call it plumbing. And plumbing basically entails allowing you to have all your stuff connected, allowing you to be able to see all the metrics, allowing your pixels to be set up, Google Analytics set up, your business manager through Facebook, all that kind of stuff. If you don't have that stuff set up, then I don't really encourage anyone to spend any money on ads, because they're not going to see returns on their dollars. Most of where return on investments are made when it comes to advertising is made from retargeting. And you can retarget by creating custom audiences, which that's just on Facebook. You can retarget using your pixel, which is, you know, pixels on your website. You know, you can set up pixels for conversions, for app downloads, for people signing into your newsletter, people going to specific pages on your Facebook page.
So for example, Jeremy, just to help, would you say the pixels on Facebook is almost like, an analogy for that is almost like when someone has a targeted email list back in the day, but the pixels are showing what people clicked on what? Is that more, it's like capturing, okay, this person purchased your book, or they clicked on the link through it, or this person clicked on your webpage to your blog, or...
Exactly. You can see exactly where people are going on your website. So let's say you have 20,000 people go to your website, right? Well, you're going to be able to see where most of those people are going. If most of those people are going to like your testimonials page, then there's something about that is really, you know, pulling them aside. But if everyone drops, so for example, if you have 20,000 people going to like the front page of your website, then maybe, you know, half of them go to your testimonials or half of them go to your services, that sort of thing. But if most of them drop, if the session is decreased, and session is determined by average time that they spend on your site, a session is different from a view. I can go on your website 10 times, that counts as 10 views, but it'll count as one session. If the sessions are dropped, then you can know, okay, well, maybe something isn't good on that part of the website when it comes to user experience or information that is given, or maybe the messaging is incorrect, so the people aren't liking it. Or you can say, well, maybe the people who are going to my website, they aren't finding it relevant, so I need to go back to my targeting. Maybe who I'm targeting, they aren't finding what's on my website relevant to them, so maybe I need to tune who I'm actually targeting. But you won't know any of that kind of stuff if you don't have everything set up.
That makes so much sense. It's the next level of beyond like the email campaigns and stuff. I've got to get those pixels and stuff totally going. I can see how it would capture each. There's so much. I'm getting excited right now because there's just so much potential. And I know everyone, some people listening, like this can be really overwhelming. I wouldn't even have a clue of what Jeremy was talking about a year ago until I just dived in it myself and started doing some trial and error. And then I think once you do that, you can get to a level where it's time that you do need to hire someone to help you get there. But I always recommend at first try some out yourself so you can understand, depending on how big of a company you are. Now, if you're a Fortune 500 company, like some people I know, they're going to hire, Gary Vee doesn't, but because his whole brand is social media, but other people they don't have the time. But a lot of people listening right now that they're starting off with maybe 1 to 2 employees or team members or starting their company off and they don't have the funds, mess around with it for a little bit. You can do those cheaper ones and kind of at least understand. And then at that point, you can look into finding someone like Jeremy and his team. And before you get off, Jeremy, I want to mention a couple cool things you have going, because I think this is a huge opportunity. This isn't just like a plug. I believe in what you're doing. Beyond this, beyond your company, you also have an expansion where you're allowing some people to work with you that don't necessarily have the capital to hire you for consulting. It's not quite profit share. Can you explain that a little bit to everyone that's listening right now?
Yeah, sure. So the startup or the company, they have to really qualify for it. There's a very in-depth qualifying process. But basically, if there's a startup that I really believe in, I understand their mission, I understand their purpose, we won't charge them, we'll only charge them for our expenses, which is very, very little. We won't charge them our normal prices, which could be thousands of dollars a month, but instead we'll just take equity in their company. So that way it's a little bit of almost like a private equity type situation where because startups don't necessarily have all the capital to do it, but they know that they need to grow fast. So if on our end, if we can grow them really fast to get them to the point where then they can pay us, that's great, but we still need, value for our time, so we just take a little bit of equity in the company. But there is a qualifying process for that. But yeah, we are doing that, and that's great for me and the people that I work with, because we're all young, and it allows us to really understand the startup world from a different perspective, rather than just treating someone as a client compared to treating someone as, oh, we're actually a part of this, so we actually want to see this grow on a deep level, not just because it'll make us look good.
You have skin in the game. And everyone listening to this interview, this is just the tip of the iceberg, but the knowledge you're sharing in this conversation, I can tell you're not full of crap.
Yeah, and
you know what you're talking about, because I didn't send you a list. I never do with any of my guests, by the way. I didn't send you, here's 40 questions that you're going to be prepared to answer. I just said, we're going to have a conversation, dude.
Right.
So if you didn't know your stuff, you wouldn't be, you're talking what you do. But yeah, go ahead, go ahead.
And I was just going to say, if a lot of people want to learn about sort of what we're doing, not from like our services side, but from digital marketing, like if they want to learn digital marketing, we have a lot of blogs on our website, inspiredbluemedia.com, where they can learn and see what we're doing. Like, for example, a team member of mine, his name is Colby Smith, a family friend, had a disease or something, she was trying to raise money. Well, he helped her raise $3,000 in 24 hours with a $3 ad.
Wow.
So
that's awesome.
So $3,000 made to raise money with the $3 ad, and he wrote a blog about that on our website. He talks about how he did that. That's a really powerful blog. He really goes into detail about
that's
how he was
cool.
able to do that. So if someone is understanding, wanting to learn about advertising, start where there's actual results being made. I'm not saying, look at us, we're brand new. We're a brand new marketing agency, but we can actually create results. So don't, because there's a lot of digital marketers out there, a lot of Facebook advertisers out there. If you're going to learn from them, make sure that they have the results to back up what they're actually doing, because otherwise they just watch a YouTube video from someone like us who actually done it, and then they put it into their own words, and then they go put it out there. That's not real.
No.
So find someone who actually has the results. Another company is blitzmetrics.com. That's where I get my training. That's where I send all my team members to get training. Phenomenal training. Literally world class. They have an actual partnership with Facebook. Facebook themselves has promoted their agency. And they're not just an agency. They're also very educational. They have a lot of courses.
Awesome.
So if someone is wanting to learn from literally the best that has, for example, Blitzmetrics, they have the Golden State Warriors, Red Bull, Nike, big companies like that. They have the results to show. They're the ones who get 100 times return on an investment. And so if you want to learn from the best, blitzmetrics.com. If you want to learn from us, inspiredbluemedia.com.
I love it. And as we're wrapping up, that's a huge truth bomb right there to take away. look at people because, oh my gosh, I get so many people reaching out to me with things. And also, see, I've seen it in the speaking industry more and more as I speak. I never mention people's names, but they've written great books,
sure,
but they haven't ever actually lived out those results. So they're speaking on it, and I'm like, like every answer you just gave him in the Q&A was wrong. It was so theoretical and stuff.
Right.
And you have to have the results. Like, it's not just about the charisma and the perfect pitch and the elevator
That's right.
pitch and all that. Like,
That's right.
look into people's real results.
Right.
And make sure they have, you know, that actual, that they've been where you want to go. Like, in
That's
whatever
right.
it is you're looking for. And in,
right.
in any area of life, if it's marriage, if it's hiring someone, if it's a CPA, like my investor I have for the IRA account I set up, I asked him, I need to see your financials because you're telling
right.
me what to invest in. I need to see how well you're doing. And if he was like,
right.
my investments suck, dude, I'm going under, I'd be like, all right, I'm not going to hire you as my financial
right.
manager then. So
right.
look for those results. And if you don't have those results and you're starting off, do exactly what Jeremy did. He started off where he could, and he said, look, it, like, if you'll take me in for free right now, I'll show you guys how we can get those results. And you proved yourself, and then you continued to grow. You know, right now, I bet you pretty much have a wait list of clients.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. We can now qualify clients, which is great, because we had a lot of, you know, really
And you're
bad
18.
Clients, so we can actually qualify now, which is great.
I love it. I love it. Well, Jeremy, this has been phenomenal. Let's can you throw it out there one more time? The best webpage where everyone can reach you, and in the show notes, I'll put your Facebook link and all that. But where's the best spot for everyone to find you?
So my personal website is currently being built right now. that's taking longer than I expected. But our website is inspiredbluemedia.com.
Okay.
So you can find out what we're doing. You read our blog. You read what people are saying about us. If you want to reach out to me personally, my Facebook page, you know, Mark, you said you're going to link that, my Facebook page or my Twitter, it's at Jeremy Miller with two J's.
Okay. Double J. Got it. Got it. Thank you, Jeremy. And I'm just, again, I'm going to wrap up with a few more truth bombs from this. We just went over it. We said results. Find people if you're looking to actually hire them and pay them money. Look
right.
at the results that they've had, as Jeremy was saying. Also, something else is when you're going through that adversity, when you're going through those hard times, when you've been through some serious adversity and you're thinking of giving up, getting into drugs, whatever your outlet may be that's not a good one, the best cure to it, and Jeremy said it, it's okay that it's selfish to start helping other people, serving a purpose that's bigger than you.
Sorry.
That's what it's all about. And it takes risk. Like Jeremy went through a failure, but I call that a learning process. Like we said, getting your MBA, like Jeremy said, you can get it through Google. That's another truth bomb right there. Go to the school where you can just type in whatever you want of Google. that's the college degree that you need right there. And I love what Jeremy said. As you continue to grow and become a leader and anyone of influence, you have to realize that your actions speak louder than words, and that's
right.
what holds you accountable. And
right.
that's what Jeremy was saying. Like, he got to a point where he doesn't get to give up. Like, why will he not do drugs? Why is he tempted at times? Yes, but then he thinks about those people
right.
that write him those letters, and they say, I was about to overdose on heroin last night. And he looks at, and that's what we always talk about, your why. And Jeremy
right.
talks about, he found a why that's bigger than him. And he's like, I don't get to give up. I can't give any of these drugs because there's other people counting on me. And it's not about me anymore. And that's what great leadership is all about. And there's no age to it. I mean, you can be 18 or 60 or 70. I love that Jeremy is doing this at age 18. I know you don't want to keep throwing that out there and have your whole thing, but it is phenomenal, and you should give yourself a pat on the back. I know you work hard, but to be 18 years old and to be doing all this and to have gone what you've gone through, it's inspirational to me. So thank you so much, Jeremy.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
This has been an honor. And everyone listening, look, just like Jeremy said, find something bigger than you. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. You don't get to give up. It's bigger than you. Never settle. Never give up. And keep elevating beyond.
This is Julie.
Hey, calendar. What's my morning like?
Julie's about to have a long day.
At 9 a.m., soccer carpool. 9:10, purchase birthday card. 905, dry cleaning.
Did you just go backwards?
I'm sorry, I can't fit that question into your schedule. 915, cry for a little bit.
For days that won't end, let Schwann's help. With Schwann's, you can get delicious meals that go from freezer to table in minutes, not hours. Ordered, delivered, done. That's homemade easy. Visit today at Schwann's.com. After a long day of being pulled in every direction, the last thing anyone wants to think about is, what's for dinner? That's where Schwann's can help, with a variety of real food choices, frozen to lock in freshness, from ready-made meals, premium meats and side dishes, to vegetables, ice cream, and more. Schwann's foods go from freezer to table in minutes, not hours, so you can pull off a delicious meal in no time at all. Ordered, delivered, done. That's homemade easy. To help simplify mealtime, visit Schwann's.com.